Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today we're going to learn some very important information about Islam, which is the world's largest and fastest-growing religion. This is the second in our series on Islam, and as we study, you might find out that the Bible reveals some very different things than you've been taught in the past. For example, Abraham is not the father of the Arab world. Ishmael, Abraham's first son, is not the father of the Arab world either. This is what we'll learn as we study God's Word today. We'll begin our study by looking at Genesis chapter 16.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Many other facets of Islam that we could talk about. We'll not take the time to do that, but I want to show you how it came into existence. Take your Bible and go with me, if you will, to the book of Genesis chapter 16. The book of Genesis, chapter 16. In chapter 16, we see the birth of the first son of Abraham. We understand what happened. His wife was barren. She was not able to have children, so she decided that she would assist the Lord in being able to give Abraham a son so his heritage can continue on. In the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, the Abrahamic covenant has been given to Abraham, and that he would establish a nation. He would be given a piece of real estate. And by the way, it's interesting to note that piece of real estate. It talks about it in chapter 15. That's one passage of 38 passages of Scripture that deal with the true borders, the biblical borders of the nation of Israel in the end times. What they have today is only 10% of what God has promised to give them. What they have in the future that they will receive during the millennial kingdom will be 10 times, of course, what they have. If you look at all 38 passages, we'll not take time to do that, but a compilation would give us this bit of information. The borders of Israel actually start at the Nile River in Egypt. They continue north through the Sinai, all the way up the Mediterranean coast, taking in all of Israel, all of Lebanon, to the Euphrates River. They then start going northeast down the Euphrates River, taking in all of Syria, all of Jordan, three-quarters of Iraq, all of Kuwait, and three-quarters of Saudi Arabia, and then come back around to the Nile River. But that's what God has promised to give the Jewish people. Did you hear what I said? Half of Egypt, all of Israel, all of Lebanon, all of Syria, all of Jordan, three-quarters of Iraq, all of Kuwait, three-quarters of Saudi Arabia. Now, maybe you get an understanding of what the problem is. Because those Islamic people know exactly what God has promised to give the Jewish people. Hafez al-Assad, the former president of Syria, father of the present president, Bashar Assad, Hafez al-Assad said, the problem in the Middle East is that these Jews believe the Bible. And they believe that God has given them all of this land. And that is exactly right. Well, that's the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis. 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, there's going to be a son, the firstborn son to Abraham. Now, Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had a handmaiden, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Now, Hagar is going to give birth to Abraham's first son. And now the Lord comes along and is going to meet with Hagar. Look at verse 7. And the angel of the Lord, by the way, you see that phrase, the angel of the Lord, that's a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. Every time you see that in the Scripture, it's El Shaddai, a pre-incarnate appearance of Christ to whomever he may be appearing to. He appears here to Hagar. Verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said unto her, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence whence comest thou, and what is your problem, and everything else. And he continues to talk to her in verse 10. The angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall be numbered for a multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Now notice the character that the Lord describes Ishmael will have. Verse 12, and he will be a wild man, and his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all of his brethren. This is the character of Ishmael, who was to be born to Hagar, the son of Abraham. Now, by the way, there are those that believe, and some that even teach, that the Arab world comes from Ishmael. That is incorrect. I'm going to show you that right now. Look here in chapter 17 and verse 20. Chapter 17 and verse 20. Again, the Lord now appearing to Abraham to talk to him about Isaac, his son, in verses 15 to 19. Now in verse 20, notice what is said from the Lord to Abraham. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall be he begot, and I will make him a great nation. One. I will make him a great nation. Ishmael would be the father of one nation. We'll get to that in a moment. Let me just prove that Ishmael did not father the Arab world. Go back to chapter 10 just a moment of the book of Genesis. Chapter 9, verse 1, God tells Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. This is right after the flood, 4,500 years ago. Chapter 10 is the beginning of obedience by Noah and his three sons to do what God told them to do. Now notice what it says here. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were sons born after the flood. Now notice here in verse 2, I'm reading a genealogy. Don't miss reading genealogies. They have great information, biblical information for you. Look what it says here in verse 2. And the sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog. Wow. Just a few moments, we're going to see those names appear again. Gober and Magog, skip a couple. Tubal and Meshech, go to the last one in verse 3. Togarma, remember, they were the sons of Japheth, grandsons of Noah 4,500 years ago. Now notice what they did, verse 5. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided into their lands, everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. Nations come into existence after the flood 4,500 years ago as Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth are obedient to his command to be fruitful, multiply, and repeople the earth. Magog, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma are sons, grandsons of Noah, sons of Japheth, who will establish their families. They will teach each other a language. By the way, why do they have to do that? Because chapter 11 says at Babel there was only one language. God came down, confused the languages, thus they had to learn a new language. And at this point in time now, these boys are teaching their children these new languages. These boys then move out. Magog, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. Where do they go? Well, we know from a research in biblical historic geography that Magog went north of the Caspian and Black Sea. North of the Caspian and Black Sea, that's modern-day Russia. Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma went south of the Caspian and Black Sea, and that's modern-day Turkey. By the way, we were in Turkey recently doing some television, picked up an ancient Turkish map, and there the map told us in biblical times Turkey was divided into four parts, Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. And so we know from historical fact where these boys went to live, and they established a nation. This is where nations come from. They come into existence. Look at verse 6 now, as it relates to Ishmael. Verse 6, and the sons of Ham, this is the second son of Noah, Cush. Now, Cush is the Hebrew word for Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan. Look at the next one, Mizraim. Mizraim is the Hebrew word for Egypt. Put Put is the Hebrew word for Libya. Hello? Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Egypt, Libya. All Arab countries. And this is 262 years before Abraham ever comes on the scene. How do I know? I read the genealogy in chapter 12. Told you genealogies help you understand the Word of God. Abraham did not father the Arab world. Neither did his son Ishmael. Ishmael, chapter 17, verse 20 of Genesis, would father one nation. I'll tell you who it is in just a moment. Let me just show you one other thing here. In verse 8, it says, and Cush begot Nimrod. In verse 10, it says, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, last part of verse 10, in the land of Shinar. The land of Shinar, that's Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia, that's the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, that's modern day Iraq. That's a major Arab country of the world. So Arab countries were established early on after the flood, before Abraham ever came on the scene, before Ishmael ever came on the scene. By the way, the word Arab has been misused. Words have meanings, and we need to look at those meanings and use words properly. The media has perverted our use of words, and we need to go back to the basics and remember words have meanings. Arab means Bedouin and nomad. The word has been applied to a group of states throughout the Middle East. There's only one Bedouin nomadic country, and I'll get to it in a moment, but the rest of them have been called Arab as well. Today, that word has been perverted to mean any nation in the Middle East that speaks Arabic and is Islamic in their faith would be considered Arab. There are 23 Arab nations in our world today. And by the way, Arab nations and Islamic nations are different. For example, Turkey is not an Arab nation because they don't speak Arabic. They are Islamic, so they're an Islamic nation. Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Indonesia, the largest Islamic nation in the world, 202 million people, they don't speak Arabic. In India, there are 160 million Muslims, but they're not an Arab country because they don't speak Arabic. They're Islamic. There's almost more Muslims in India than there is in all the Arab countries of the world. It's unbelievable. Where did they come from? We'll go back to chapter 16 just a moment. Ishmael is going to have a family and it's going to be developed. Look here what it says in chapter 25 of the book of Genesis. Chapter 25 of the book of Genesis, a key passage of scripture dealing with what is going to happen in the life of the children of Abraham. Talks about Isaac, the last half of it, but let me start here in verse 12. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaiden, bare unto Abraham. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael. And he lists the names of the sons of Ishmael. And then he said, these young men would grow up to be chiefs of tribes living in tents.
We can learn much about the origins of the Arab world, and in fact the Islamic world, by studying God's Word. The word Arab and the word Islam are not found in the Bible, but the biblical information that we study in this series on Islam will take us to the truth about the origins of this, the largest, fastest-growing religion in our world today. This is a very important study because it gives us the proper worldview on Islam. This study will help us to see how Islam plays into the last days scenario found in the Bible. Next week, we'll continue our study and see how Islam will affect the Jewish state of Israel. Please join us for that study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...